WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. Jacket weather again this morning.
That's right. We're back to the cool side of the world with temperatures in the 40s across most of New Jersey. A couple of pockets of 30s out there as well. Gone are the mild 60s that we enjoyed yesterday. Today's high temperatures only in the mid-50s. It'll be a mostly sunny day, breezy, and obviously cool, but at least we'll stay dry today. The only exception to that, a few clouds and maybe a sprinkle lapping up against northwestern New Jersey. Those coming from the Great Lakes, a little bit of lake effect action going on. Clear and chilly tonight. Lows fall to the upper 30s. Could be some frost in the coolest spots. We'll start tomorrow with sunshine with clouds rolling in late day. Highs only lower 50s and holding on to mid 50s on Friday with cloudy skies, maybe a shower or sprinkle at any time. Still watching a coastal storm that looks to impact New Jersey for the weekend. So Friday night, heavier rain, strong winds move in, and especially throughout the day on Saturday, we'll see some nasty weather and the potential for coastal flooding as well. More details, of course, as that forecast, as the event gets a little closer. Morristown 43, West Deptford 46, and Franklin 44.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Well, there's always the Powerball. Unless you bought your ticket in South Carolina, you did not win the record $1.6 billion jackpot last night. Only one winning ticket was sold. The Powerball jackpot is up to $620 million, and that drawing is tonight. A pediatric nursing facility in Passaic County has been ordered to shut its doors to new patients after six children described as medically fragile died and a dozen others became seriously ill from a mysterious viral outbreak earlier this month.
The Jersey Health Department continues to investigate the 18 adenovirus cases at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation. Infectious disease expert Dr. Ted Louie of the Medical Society of New Jersey says in most cases, adenovirus causes common cold symptoms that are not serious. However, if
your immune system is not good or it happens to be a strain that's a little bit unusual and you can't fight it off, these would be the unusual circumstances where you get a severe illness.
Health officials say the kids who died from the outbreak all had compromised immune systems. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning lingering in the 40s, mostly sunny, breezy, cool. Highs will only top out in the mid-50s, and then we've got 30s coming in for tonight, and we are watching a coastal storm which could develop into a powerful nor'easter to impact the Garden State for this weekend, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. An update on that caravan of migrants who has taken a pause after somebody died during that trek. We'll have that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 40s. Kids are going to need a jacket on the way to the bus stop this morning. Temperatures will only top out in the mid-50s, 30s overnight tonight, and we are watching a nor'easter that could impact our state for the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A caravan of Central American migrants has briefly halted their long, arduous journey to honor a fellow traveler who died on the road. Their resting weary feet and nursing illnesses and injuries still very distant from their goal of reaching the U.S. border. Thousands are at a makeshift encampment in a rain-soaked square in southern Mexico. 6 years later, plenty of Hurricane Sandy victims in New Jersey are still waiting to put the historic storm in the rearview mirror. Of the nearly 8,000 families that qualified for federal funds to rebuild, 19% still have not finished projects or receive the green light to come back home.
Sharon Zippia's Atlantic City home took in 28 inches of water and sewage. Even with the max amount of grant money, she still needs about $50,000 to get her home back into livable shape.
I see the home possibly going back into foreclosure.
Amanda DeVecca-Rainier with the New Jersey Organizing Project says many folks need what they're calling cross-the-finish-line funds. They think a good chunk can come from more than $1 billion in Sandy recovery funding the state still has on hand.
Find out where to set aside, say, I don't know, 20 or 30 million more to help families.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
President Trump says he is going to be briefed this afternoon by U.S. officials who have been looking into the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi Arabian agents.
Should have never been done. But once they thought about it, everything else they did was bad too. The cover-up was horrible. The execution was horrible.
The president says by this afternoon, we'll know pretty much everything there is to know. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing that the U.S. is revoking the visas of some Saudi individuals suspected of being involved in the journalist murder. School officials in Lacey have closed the Mill Pond School gymnasium after testing found mercury vapors coming from the floor. This is happening more and more after an alert about a certain type of rubberized flooring was found to emit the hazardous gas. More schools are testing, especially if the gym floors are more than 20 years old. The next time you receive an email from a friend, a family member, or a coworker, you might want to make sure they're really the ones who sent it. The state attorney general says phishing scams are the most common method hackers have been using lately to steal your personal information.
The AG's annual report finds more than 4,380,000 New Jerseyans had their information exposed through hacks last year, though a majority were caused by the data breach at credit reporting agency Equifax. Without factoring in Equifax, cybersecurity breaches in New Jersey still jumped by 41% from 2016 to 2017. The most popular targets for hackers were financial institutions, health services, and general businesses. The most common tactic was phishing, tricking people into divulging personal information through an email that looks like it comes from a legitimate source or a trusted friend. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 510. The former president of the Delran Emergency Squad is now facing multiple charges after state investigators began looking into the squad months ago. 66-year-old Donald Horner charged with insurance fraud and witness tampering, as well as threatening state investigators who were trying to figure out what was going on. He's alleged to have forged dozens of reports to cover up his certification expired years ago. Data compiled by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development finds New Jersey's homeless population is 9% higher now than it was last year, but experts don't believe that's accurate.
Jersey homeless advocate Connie Mercer says the Federal Homeless Survey missed a lot of people, and the official number of individuals they counted in Jersey, 9,303, is way too low.
Some people in the field say you need to multiply that times four to come up with anything realistic.
Kate Leahy of the Jersey Coalition to End Homelessness says we do know the homeless population continues to grow because while unemployment is going down,
the amount of money people are making is not enough to afford housing in most of our state.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Amazon is hiring in New Jersey again, this time another 700 workers for their South Jersey Fulfillment Center in Logan Township. Some of the positions are seasonal, but all start at least $15 an hour. The facility is holding a job fair today, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Many are going to be hired on the spot. In Jersey City, women will have to keep their shirts on. Efforts to reform the city's obscenity laws and repeal the topless ban have failed, even after city council gave initial approval. The proposal would have allowed women to go sans clothing above the waist, but many council members were uncomfortable with the idea and did not include it in their final statute. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. A chilly start today and stormy weather is on the way. Dan has an extended look at the forecast and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514. As we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning to take a look at the rest of the week, Dan. And there are concerns for the weekend.
That's right. Two big weather stories to look at. Number one is the cool down that has taken over New Jersey once again, so things will have a certain chill in the air for the next 3 days. And then a potent coastal storm, a nor'easter, will likely impact New Jersey starting Friday night into the start of the weekend. So let's go chronologically here. We'll start with today. Temperatures mostly in the 40s to start. We'll end up in the mid-50s this afternoon, back to about 5 to 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. We will miss out on those glorious 60s we enjoyed yesterday. Mostly sunny and breezy. I can't rule out a few extra clouds and maybe a couple of sprinkles drifting into northwestern New Jersey. That's coming off the Great Lakes. Some lake effect action going on there, but again, it's going to be very limited. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sun to start, clouds later on. Highs only lower 50s. Going to be pretty chilly. Mid-50s Friday with cloudy skies. A chance for a shower or sprinkle at any time. And then that chance for some heavy rain and strong northeast winds will arrive Friday night through at least Saturday, maybe lingering into Sunday as well. We're talking 1 to 2 inches of rain, 40 plus mile an hour wind gusts, and minor to moderate coastal flooding possible during the times of high tide. Again, the worst of it looks to arrive Saturday morning. I don't know whether it's before daybreak or after sunrise, but it looks pretty nasty here across New Jersey. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories on this Wednesday morning, you did not win the Mega Millions. One winning ticket was sold, and that was in South Carolina. The state staffer who cut the sweetheart deals with Lakewood welfare cheats has been fired. In sports, Red Sox open the World Series, thumping Clayton Kershaw in the Dodgers' bullpen. They take Game 1, 8-4. Game 2 tonight at Fenway. Sixers lose to Detroit in overtime. Rangers skate past Florida 5-2. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. The cool temperatures are back. We're in the 40s to start today. Highs this afternoon in the mid-50s. It'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and generally dry. Maybe a sprinkle in northwest Jersey, but it's really just going to feel like a late November day here in late October once again. New Jersey First News time, still 519.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now. Wednesday morning, we've reached the midweek point, and it's back to jacket weather this morning. Kids will need at least a light jacket on the way to the bus stop this morning. Temperatures are in the 40s, topping out of the 50s today, and we are keeping an eye on a storm system that could bring a powerful nor'easter into the Garden State for this weekend. We'll have full details coming up in just a couple of minutes. A fire that destroyed five buildings in downtown Dover, Morris County, fueled by natural gas. The fire broke out in the basement of a luncheonette, quickly spreading to adjoining buildings, housing both businesses and apartments. About 80 people remain homeless. Parts of the buildings collapsed into the street. Crews are still cleaning up that mess this morning. Hot spots for mental health and substance use issues, more widespread throughout New Jersey than many expected. After an examination of visits to emergency rooms.
By pure volume, the more populated counties of Essex, Camden, Ocean, Monmouth, and Middlesex posted the highest number of ER visits with a mental health or substance use diagnosis. But, says Sean Hopkins with the New Jersey Hospital Association, when adjusted for population density, three rural counties and Atlantic crack the top five.
Salem County, for example, 146 ED visits per 1,000 population. That's significantly higher than what we might see in one of the more populated counties.
Hopkins hopes these numbers will help direct services where they're needed most. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:24. New Jersey is being targeted by some Rhode Island scientists touting the benefits of maple syrup. Researchers are using a nearly $500,000 federal grant to promote the maple industry, stressing market value of the crop and its potential health benefits. Researchers claim, aside from the economic benefits, maple food products contain minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and dozens of natural plant compounds that help stabilize blood glucose levels, reduce inflammation, and even help fight wrinkles. The Department of Justice is trying to block a New York trial resulting from challenges to putting a citizenship question on the 2020 census, contending it's got the U.S. Supreme Court on its side. The New York Attorney General's office says U.S. lawyers already lost at the Supreme Court and are inexplicably trying to get the lower court judge to side with them. This Halloween, parents need to be alert that trick-or-treating children could be getting edible marijuana that resembles candy in their baskets.
Bruce Ruck of the New Jersey Poison Control Center says these drug-laced candies look like gummy bears or chocolate bars, and the wrappers resemble candies found in stores. So parents should
look not only at the wrappers, not that they're only wrapped tight and they're sealed properly, but to make sure the spelling is correct, to make sure that the color on the packaging is what you would expect.
He says trick-or-treaters should not accept homemade candy from strangers.
You really want store-bought products. You want to make sure these products are wrapped and sealed properly. You don't want to take a chance on somebody getting food poisoning.
Parents can call the Poison Control Helpline with any questions. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. Temperatures that are in the 40s now will climb only into the 50s today, 30s overnight, and will we see a nor'easter roll up our coast for the weekend? Dan has the forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, everything you need to know about why you didn't win the lottery last night. But yeah, you might have another chance. We'll have that story on the half hour and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets have been mixed today as traders mulled over the impact of tariffs on corporate America after big industrial companies admitted they were facing some rising costs. On Tuesday, U.S. indexes fell from a broad sell-off on softening growth in China and fears those tariff hikes are beginning to hurt overall corporate earnings. But It was not as bad as it could have been. The Dow had opened down more than 400 points, but recovered much of those losses by the end of the day. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.